Are you ready for?
Call the meeting back to order if you.
Thank you, Madam Chairperson. I will be brief, and I apologize for my absence. I'm not as young as I used to be. After all of the comments and legal arguments tonight, I think there is a reasonable doubt as to the application of Section 115-110C. And, Madam Chairperson, you hit the nail on the head earlier. Why, if concrete batching plants are listed in 8 other sections of the code, why wasn't it listed along with central mixing and proportioning plants? Why isn't it there? And the reason is that it's different. I don't think, and I admitted my error earlier in my June 24th letter. I admitted that I didn't fully understand the difference between the two types of plants. Mr. Fuqua's letter brought it to my attention, and our expert's letter brought it to my attention. They are different. It's not addressed in the code. Now, I don't think that you should take Mr. Fuqua's interpretation or Mr. Fuqua's representations to you that a concrete batching plant will or will not, or is not, more likely to create any more noise, offensive noise, vibrations, dust, heat, smoke, odor, glares. He obviously is going to say it's not. I have said that it does, and I've admitted my initial error. I think I made the same error that Janelle did earlier. In my August 8th, 2019 correspondence, which I'm going to briefly read to you if you'll allow me to, or I'll just have reference made to it, I make the distinction, and it's after I consulted with an expert. And it briefly says, please accept this correspondence as my rebuttal to James Fuqua's letter of July 26, 2019, in which he describes the proposed Cheney's Enterprises operations as a concrete mixing and proportioning plant. However, the operations described in the first and second paragraphs on the second page of Mr. Fuqua's letter are clearly the operations of a concrete batching plant, a facility distinguishable from the central concrete mixing and proportioning plant for reasons that the mixing of dry ingredients, including cement with water, occurs in the concrete trucks and not in the plants. Attached are definitions of concrete batching plants from Wikipedia and other sources. The attached concrete batch plant modeling guide states that there are two main types of concrete batch plants, truck mix and central mix. Truck mix batch plants load out the ingredients of the concrete mixture into a mixer truck, and the truck mixes them to form concrete. Central mixing facilities mix the ingredients internally before being loaded into the truck. In contrast, the American Concrete Institute's definition of a central mixer is a stationary concrete mixer from which the freshly mixed concrete is transported to the work, and central mixed concrete is defined as concrete that is completely mixed in a stationary mixer from which it is transported to the delivery point. And then I went on to include Mr. Carasone's distinction between dry and wet mixed plants. I admit, and in zealously representing my clients, I tried to bring to you every possible argument I could make that there's a distinction between these two plants. I admit to you today that the special use exception theory is probably far-fetched, but I had to bring it to you. What is not far-fetched is that no one has proven to you, except for Mr. Fuqua's representations, that a concrete batch plant is not likely or likely to create more offensive noise, vibrations, dust, offensive odors than a central mixing plant. Why isn't concrete batching plant listed right in that use? That list in 110C, if it's listed in 8 other places, don't you have a doubt as to why it's there or why it's not there? But if you do have any doubt whatsoever as to the nature of a proposed use, product, or process, "The proposal shall be considered as a potentially hazardous use," and then we get to have a real hearing before you to determine what that potentially hazardous use is. I think you owe it to yourselves and to my clients and even to Cheney to have that hearing to determine what potential harm there could be. Why did they not list that concrete batching plant in the code, and why didn't Cheney identify in their application what it really truly is, a concrete mixing plant?
Well, isn't it
Sorry, a concrete
there?
Batch plant.
It is listed there.
Pardon me?
It is listed here.
What is, ma'am?
The concrete products are central mixing and proportioning plants. It's listed.
Why doesn't it list central batching plant? That's my question.
Well,
why didn't it list
it? Didn't you say in this letter that they're interchangeable?
And I also described that at that stage when I wrote the letter, I was confused as well. And in the time between that and August 8th, I've got an expert opinion, and I wrote to Janelle, and I wrote to the commission explaining that there is a distinction. I made the same mistake she did at the outset.
Well, sir, he did put on his application, dry concrete batching plant.
So I beg your pardon?
He put on his application, dry concrete batching plant, and the batching plant is adding water into the mixture in the truck.
He put that on his app. It's not in the application, sir.
I got it on mine right here. Unless I'm at the wrong place. But
I think it's perhaps in a correspondence. But not in an application. The application identified a central mixing and proportioning plant.
It says right here. Cheney Enterprises is clearly proposing to construct a dry concrete batch plant at the subject site. Black and white, right there.
Right there. That's what I got.
I got it too.
In correspondence?
We can't all be wrong.
Top of page 3.
And I think it came from you.
Yes. That's my correspondence. It's not the application.
But and that's what you said that they are applying for.
I said, and I have said throughout this hearing, that was an error. I made the same mistake that Janelle did at the outset. That's not their application. Their application stated concrete mixing and proportioning plant.
Well, okay.
Now, concrete mixing and proportioning plant is listed as a permitted use, but that is not what Cheney is proposing. That is not what their plant is. Their plant is a concrete batching plant. Why doesn't the code identify concrete batching plants?
Who knows?
As
why did they put in here where any doubt
plant?
Exists? That's, why did they put it there?
That is exactly what I'm arguing.
I
there
don't
is
see the difference
doubt.
Between a batching plant and a proportioning plant. I'm not convinced. You need to convince
well, that
me.
That is entirely your opinion. The other point that I wanted to make relates to section 115-111, potentially hazardous uses. Both Mr. Fuqua and Mr. Robertson would have you ignore the word or in the language in the first sentence of potentially hazardous use provisions. The following uses, or the manufacture, compounding, processing, packaging, or treatment of products not specifically listed above or below. So you could read that, and in statutory interpretation, you look at the plain language. The following uses may, going down half down the page, because or the manufacture, processing, compounding, packaging, treatment is after the or, may only be located in the HI district only after the location and nature of such use shall have been approved by the Board of Adjustment after public hearing as provided in Article 27. And in Article 27, cement, lime, and gypsum are stated.
But this is not, they're not making cement.
They are processing cement. It's
they're
a use.
They're not making it. Making it You're putting chemicals together and you're heating them up. I know, I got a little bit about this down. So they're not making it, so it's not a hazardous material. They're using it as an ingredient.
Using, exactly.
As an ingredient.
The following uses.
But it's an ingredient to make concrete, whatever, but it's not a hazardous material because they're not, in a word, cooking it to make this element.
It is a use. It's a use of cement, lime, or gypsum,
well, how do
sand,
you think you
gravel,
get concrete?
Or materials.
How do you think you get concrete? You got to have the cement
and
to make the concrete.
I agree with you entirely. I think that if it is a... Even if we're talking with a true central mixing and proportioning plant, which it is not, and it's a use that's not listed in that in 110C, even if it were, however, it would have to have, in our opinion, a potentially hazardous use hearing because of the list. Why do they say cement, lime, sand, gravel, uses?
Because you're making it, cooking it.
It's a use.
But under this, C says concrete products, and cement is a concrete product, but it's already made, right?
I disagree with you there.
Okay.
Thank you for the time.
I'm going to be really brief because I frankly don't understand something Mr. Witzel's trying to, the point he's trying to make. He said that his July 26th letter, I think was the date of it, was incorrect when he said they're interchangeable, the two uses that we're talking about. But then he said his August 8th letter corrected that. And he said that, that the mix, and I'm quoting, the mixing of dry ingredients, including cement with water, on the one hand occurs in the concrete trucks, and on the other in the plant. Well, it seems to me, in both instances, you've got storage of the same materials. Somewhere you've got a hopper that's mixing all the same materials, and you've got concrete trucks that are coming and going from the site. The use is the same. It's just whether the hose is going into the hopper that's fixed or the hose is going into the truck that's on the site and then leaving the site. I mean, I just don't see where those two uses are different from one another.
I thought concrete was concrete, but I've learned a lot.
It seems like if you're making it on a piece of property, whether the water's going in the truck or the water's going in a big mixing hopper that's fixed, what's the difference? I just don't see where there's any doubt there whatsoever. He's trying to argue that there's doubt because the term batching wasn't used in the code. Well, it's not in the code, so there's your doubt. But we get to that second phrase of 115.110C, which talks about the similar uses. I fail to see, as Mr. Witzel said in his July 26th letter, that there's any doubt where he said they were interchangeable, and I fail to see in his August 8th letter where he describes the exact same process except for where the hose is going into the concrete mix. But there's any doubt there either. They're both the same. We're beating this to death.
It also says in Heavy Industrial District 115-109, but almost to the end of the last sentence, to exclude new residential or commercial development. So, heavy industrial is supposed to be by itself. It's not supposed to be. And this is unfortunate that it's in a residential area.
Right.
But that's not before us tonight. What's before us is the determination of this application.
No, I think that brings up a good point that I didn't touch on. So in 1986, County Council said that HI zoning is appropriate for this site. And they knew what the permitted uses were. And, when we look at things at Planning and Zoning or County Council, that's one of the things you take into account. What's permitted in that district? Because we know any one of those could eventually go there. But it's permitted, and that's the HI is the most intensive zoning district we have in Sussex County. That's where all the stuff goes that, is industrial. And to your point, they don't want to mix within that zoning district residential or commercial uses. But that's why it is a special use exception in all those other eight districts, because you do allow commercial uses and residential. You want to have the public hearing there because there is that mix of uses within AR1 or GR or MR or whatever. Here it's HI, it's a permitted use. It doesn't trigger all that. So.
And I feel for your clients because this is where they live. And I would hope, whatever, however this turns out, that Cheney would be somehow a good neighbor and talk to them and try and whatever, meet in the road somewhere. But it's unfortunate because this is their home. So.
And again, I'll be very brief, and I would state that Cheney is a reputable business, and he certainly would treat people that way and deal in a very neighborly fashion. But addressing the issue, again, I think it's important to realize, as I said, in 8 different zoning districts, batching plants are permitted, but they're authorized as special use exceptions. Okay? It's not authorized in the heavy industrial district. There's no doubt involved. The reason it's not authorized is because it's a heavy industrial district. It's permitted. It's as simple as that, as is stated in section 110C. Thank you.
Wait a minute, I got a question for you. Chain, is it a dry concrete batching plant? Is that how was it advertised, and that's what she looked at?
It was originally submitted as a central mixing and proportioning plant.
So it wasn't a proportion plant. Okay.
Right, but as I said, it's a question of when the water is added.
Yes.
Is it added in a mixer and then poured wet into the truck, or is it added dry into the truck and then water added to it? That's the difference.
Good question. Okay, yeah, it's no difference.
Does anyone have any other questions, members of the board? Mr. Shar.
No, but I, as I noted before, from a process standpoint, we're not required to ask for or against what have you, but we have done that in the past. Anybody who would speak would be specific as to the legal issues before us, not anything else.
Okay, well, we're going to do it tonight because I want to hear from everybody. So, is there anyone here in favor of this appeal? Did I word that right? Would you
yes.
like to speak?
Yes, I would like to speak, actually.
If you'll come, you've already been sworn in.
Yes.
That's
I'm
what I said, right?
Obviously, I'm in favor of the appeal. I understand the points that the gentlemen are trying to make here in determining.
And your name is Christian Brower,
I am.
Right?
I'm Christian Brower.
Thank you.
I understand the points that they're trying to make. As I get the concept that it was rezoned in 1986. I understand that concept. I am a little baffled as a layperson as to why it was zoned that way, but that's not for here. That was then, and it's not here.
Right.
Unfortunately, myself and all of my neighbors during the interim have purchased this land and created a small community. And we like where we live. We like being neighbors. We enjoy the community. I'm a self-employed business person. I'm in construction. I build homes. I understand, you know, the business end of this, and I'm aware of all that. And I understand the points that they're trying to make. And the points that they're trying to make, in my eyes, is that it's zoned as HI. Therefore, they feel there's no question as to the uses of the land based in the Sussex County zoning requirements. Okay, I understand those issues. I was made aware of this potential plant coming to my neighborhood, for lack of a better term, through the grapevine. Okay, and I initiated contact with Mr. Witzel and my neighbors in concern as to what the concrete plant was going to do to our community, and we've had proceeded with that. I was sort of picked out of the community to be the lead in this, okay? So some of the concerns that I have from my neighbors, a lot of concern we have is, number one, the amount of truck traffic on the secondary roads that we live on, okay?
And sir, I do want to mention to you that that's not the issue that we have as the board here.
Okay, I understand.
So the issue that we have is articulated by your attorney, was that really is whether or not the director's decision that this fit as a permitted use was the appropriate one.
Okay.
So really, any comments that you have to be tailored to that.
Okay, so can I revisit something that the chairperson brought up earlier as when she was referring to the word doubt, if there's a doubt in the use of the land, am I interpreting it right that term doubt was put in there so that there would be some way to revisit what the land was going to be used for, or stipulations on how it was going to be used, or any kind of
I'll read you
any way to rope this in as to you know, hours of operation and stuff like that. I mean,
the following uses and any similar industrial uses which are not likely to create any more offensive noise, vibrations, dust, heat, smoke, odor, glares, or other objectionable influences than the minimum amount normally resulting from other uses permitted and involve the manufacture, compounding, processing, packaging, or treatment of the following products or similar products. Where any doubt exists as to the nature of a proposed use, product, or process, the proposal shall be considered as a potentially hazard use and referred to the Board of Adjustment for the decision after a public hearing. And then the next section talks about potentially hazardous uses.
Okay. So I guess it was the director's determination that everything that was submitted fell into the lines of what the permitted use.
Correct.
Based on how it was zoned. Is that what I'm interpreting here?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So obviously my attorney, I feel, has made some good points and brought up some legitimate questions and concerns. However, I also, you know, understand the points of the opposition as far as the property is zoned, and it's up. I guess it's up to you folks to decide whether the director's decision can be reversed, and maybe we can have a public hearing. So I guess that's ultimately what we're here for tonight, is to determine whether we can move forward with a public hearing, or whether these gentlemen's wishes are granted. So that's what we're. That's what we're. Now we're going to decide this tonight.
You're in favor of the of us granting. Why? Tell us why. Give me what are your reasons?
My reasons for
wanting.
I believe, you know, this gentleman is represented by Mr. Witzel, so I think that was the Mr. Witzel's. I think outlined the issues there.
I wanted to hear it from him.
Understand, Madam Chair?
Could you ask the question?
Give me a reason why you have wanted this appeal.
Because the way my attorney explained it to me in our conversations was, he felt that the director should have presented it to you folks to be presented in a form of a public hearing, so we could address the issues and concerns of public safety and all the other items you listed, with noise, vibration, those type of things.
Okay.
And another concern that the community has is, where is the Mr. Workman was asking questions about the process as far as mixing and proportioning, and he brought up a few times, you know, and these gentlemen also, where's the water? When is the water added? Our concern as a community is, where is the water coming from and how much volume is being used? So those are some of the concerns that we had. There are concerns why we thought that the director should have forwarded it for hazardous
use. But you understand now, it's the heaviest use that we have.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I'm confused as to why it's there, but that was in 1986.
Correct.
So.
Did you know that was there, sir, when you
bought it? I did not. I was not made aware of that, and nor were any of my neighbors or any members of the community.
You had no.
It was not disclosed by any of the realtors. But, you know, like I said, we can't change that now. Had I known, obviously, of course.
You've been different.
Correct.
Yes.
Yes.
I can understand where you come from, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I thank you for your time.
Is there anybody else that wanted to speak?
Yes. I would like to say something.
Okay.
I don't
ma'am, know. You need to be
you sworn. Gotta get sworn in and come to the podium, please.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like we have Mr. Rieger, I think, in the back.
Do you want me to wait then?
No, we'll just swear you both at the same time. Can you just state your name and address for the record?
I'm Laura Shelton. I live at 10787 Northland State Road.
Okay. If you just wait right here, I'll get this gentleman's name and address.
Laura Rieger, 18171 Pierforth Road, Georgia.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And I'm going to let this lady go first. Mr. Rieger, you can have a seat down here. And you can go to the podium, ma'am, so we can catch you on the microphone.
Is it possible for you to bring that map up again?
We will certainly try.
Okay. If I'm correct with what you said, you had said there was only 6 acres that were are in high industrial area?
Yeah,
right?
So ma'am, the property is 17 acres. As I understand
right.
it, there's approximately six
yeah.
acres that are zoned heavy industrial.
Let me show you. This is where I live, okay? I want to bring that down to you. I'm 59 years old, and I know this is not about this, but this is my home, okay? My water's going to be ruined, and I'd like to know if Cheney is going to help take care of my place when I have dust in my pool, when my whole yard is ruined, when I can't go outside because it's so noisy. I want to know if Cheney's going to do that. Now, I have an expert that knows about concrete. He's right here because he works for Cheney. And I'm probably going to get him fired, okay?
Well,
because he works for Cheney. And he knows what these companies do. He knows what it's going to be like. Okay, so I know what it's going to be like, and my home is going to be ruined. Okay, I ask you just to change this little 6 acres here. These are all communities here. It's all people that are living there now. They've had all this.
Okay, yeah. You need to come to the podium and talk to us.
And ma'am,
sorry,
I know you're excited and I know you're. It bothers you, but that whole property is not zoned. We did not zone.
I know, only 6 acres.
In 1986.
And it wasn't disclosed to any of us.
But that, I mean, we.
I understand. I'm just asking
this,
you to give us that opportunity to fight for our homes.
Zoning goes with the property. And it's very unfortunate that this has happened.
Yeah.
But I think.
Is.
This, what we're here tonight is whether it is a permitted use. It is heavy industrial, and it is a permitted use.
Why would they even make that little spot?
I don't know. The
that little spot with all
in our past, we don't know about. But I think that you have a opportunity to.
And I will
talk
take
to
that.
Them, and they, I think that they will be good neighbors.
Who, Cheney?
Just, I'm just.
You guys don't know that.
Don't close your eyes. Just.
Yeah, you guys don't know that, that's all.
Okay. Mr. Rieger.
Paul Rieger, 18171 Deer Forest Road, Georgetown, Delaware. To know the property, but it was basically is what I'm asking for. Is when the attorneys kept referring back to 115, 210 under special use exceptions. And then Mr. Sharp had brought up the fact is that why would one be zoned for something in GR and then not in HI? Why would it go weaker? Why would it go stronger? Perfect example, but the way the code is with the definitions is what I've been arguing with public stables. It's a special use exception in a GR to have a public stable. It's not a special use exception to have it in AR because somewhere somebody in the code screwed up and it's left absent. So there is conflicts. And with the definitions, and if it's not listed, not permitted, but if it is listed as the older definition for the cold batching or whatever under special use exceptions. If it's not going to be a conditional use, it should have been required to come in here for a special use exception if it was listed underneath 210 and not coming up into it, whatever it's called.
It's already listed heavy industrial. It's already listed.
It's listed heavy industrial, but it's under the cement thing.
It's listed as a permitted use.
The batching one that's in the special use exception under 210?
No. It's listed under heavy industrial as a permitted use.
As the cement, the other thing, and the lime and the gypsum, or whatever it was specified that Janelle said, read off
concrete.
And said that it was in the concrete formula.
And so they don't need in it.
Why do we have it also down in special use exceptions listed as that definition? And why do we not have the cement one also listed back in underneath the special use exceptions that way? Until the code is fixed, these problems still keep arising. And if it's not listed, it should not be permitted unless they have an avenue. If you say that it's listed as that cement thing, then why is it listed as a different thing in under this 210 special use exception? But yet, what's listed underneath the conditional use with that co-batching that's under 210 under the special use exception, is that listed anywhere else in the conditional use? I apologize. I did not plan on speaking to that. But every time I hear something with 210 with special exceptions come up, and I hear something that
it's not listed here.
So what I understand from Janelle is that the 115, 110 override the rest of them. That's a permanent use. And that's why she didn't go any farther, because it was right in there in the C and right in the back. That's why she didn't go any farther. That's where she stopped
it. It would be the same argument that she said that a public stable under 5 acres is a permitted use when it's listed under special use exception, and it cannot be permitted under 5 acres unless you come in for a special use exception.
We're talking about this.
Yes, and it's also public stable is listed underneath a special exception.
Well, you're getting off topic.
I'll compare.
We're not talking about stables.
We're talking about definitions and the meaning of what a thing is. I'm putting it in my realm. I'm putting a riding academy, a public stable, a private stable in the same thing, like everybody is trying to intermix cement, lime, gravel, whether it's mixed in the truck, whether it's batched outside the truck, whether it's just coming in and being freighted and shipped out, however it's going out.
So this special use exemption, though, there is a concrete batching plan here, but it's for other zonings.
Yes.
But where this is a permitted use under heavy industrial, I mean, it does make sense.
They should have it listed as concrete batching if it's a permitted use, because
it says under
heavy metal concrete batching as a permitted use under HI.
It says concrete products or central mixing and proportioning plants.
That's different. That's not the same terminology that's used in the other part of the code.
It's a different word.
So is riding academy. So is public stables when you're intermixing.
Okay. Well, we're getting off topic. So
what I'm saying is with the code being wrote the way it was wrote, until it's fixed and corrected, you have to decide on that there's an error in the code. Override it and say,
that's
co-batching.
I think that's above our pay grade tonight, but thank you. Anyone else wish to speak?
Yeah. And we've called for people for and against the appeal, correct?
Can you state your name and address for record?
Robert Sullivan, 10882 North Old State Road, Arndale.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you. And remember, this is again related to just the legal issue before
right.
us.
I believe we should approve this appeal to let them build the plant. As far as the neighbors not knowing that it was zoned H1, the previous owner had a sign up for 10 years from R&R Realty, which stated right on the sign, said H1. So if anybody didn't know it,
All they had to do was read that sign. You know, it was just recently taken down, at the end of last year, because it was falling down anyway. But I don't see an issue.
So your position is not to approve the appeal, but to affirm the
director's decision? To approve the, you know, what they want.
Affirm the director's decision then?
Yeah, affirm the decision that was originally done.
So do you live near there?
Anybody here? I'm the closest one.
Can you show us on the map where you live?
Yeah.
Well, there's a few houses missing. This isn't really up to date because you got two more houses over here, but this is mine right here.
Okay.
And I believe this is the area where they want to build it back here.
Okay. Oh, correct?
All right.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You.
You're welcome.
So he was against the appeal.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anybody else wishing to speak? Okay. I think we've heard from everyone. We have no need to keep the record open, so.
Unless you all felt you needed more information, but I suspect that may not be the case.
No.
Okay, so I will close the public hearing. I guess it was the appeal. It's really not a public hearing, is it? Anyway. And I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to table this case the next regular meeting. We've got all the paperwork to go through and look at.
Second.
Motion and a second to table. Mr. Williamson.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Carson.
No.
Mr. Workman.
Aye.
Mr. Corman.
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 4-1, we will table it for our next regular meeting.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Phew, what a night.